winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to another television review. Today I'm reviewing the new season of Marvel's The Defenders. Now, this is the Netflix version of The Avengers. You have Daredevil, you have Luke Cage, you have Iron Fist, and you have my favorite, Jason Controls. This is an 8-episode season that just came out. It's about the Defenders protecting the city from the Hand, who wants to, I guess, destroy the city. I don't want to give that much away, because I don't want to spoil anything for you. But only to finish actors look great. You have Daredevil, great. Luke Cage, just a big, awesome guy who's unhittable. Is that a word? I don't know. I'm pointing it. Unhittable. You have Iron Fist, who brings up mysticism. And you have Jason Controls, who's really strong. Who's a lone wolf. All these characters are lone wolves. And they must learn to work together to defeat the Hand. Led by the one, the great, Sigourney Weaver. Yeah, she plays the villain in The Defenders. What else? The action is really cool. There's a lot of martial arts. Awesome. The fighting is incredible. Yeah, I really like this season. Now here's a little backstory for you. Each of these characters have their own standalone seasons. Daredevil had Daredevil seasons 1 and 2, Luke Cage season 1, Chasing Controls season 1, and Iron Fist season 1. I only watched, from top to bottom, I only watched Chasing Controls and Iron Fist. I'm sorry. Everyone loves Daredevil. I can't get into it. I find a hard time playing into the fact that you have this blind guy doing all this martial arts fighting stuff, whatever. But he works in this one. He's not my favorite, but he's cool. I should go back and watch Luke Cage season 1, but I hear it's not that good, so whatever. But yeah, I really liked this season. Like I said, I'm not going to give that much away. I don't want to spoil it, but if you have Netflix, and I'm guessing you do, go watch The Defenders. It's 8 episodes, an hour piece, won't take you that long. I got it through it in less than 24 hours. But, out of 10, I give The Defenders, I'm giving a solid 8. Really good, really enjoyed it. There's a few things I would have changed, but I don't want to get into them because I don't want to spoil them. But yeah, go watch The Defenders. You won't be sorry. Alright, well, that will do it for this TV review. I'll be back tomorrow to, you might really look up in the sky. But until then, This is great. Oh, I'm gonna love that.